Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 174. Today we are doing the best things in the world that start with the letter A. We've done some of these before, but we've had a few requests of like just going through the alphabet more often because it does seem to get, we get more broad topics and more broad things to talk about, which is fun. So we're going to do that. We do have Connor Griffin and Ebo joining us over from Chicago. First time for both of them.
So you've continually ruined Connor Griffin's life.
That is, I disagree. And for one big reason, it is that the viralness, I think, is good. The connotation is bad, but once people even remotely get to know you, they obviously know it's fake, and I think that's good, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. It's
And no all those publicity. Millions of people will get the chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, no publicity, well, or bad publicity is good publicity, yeah. So I guess it kind of works that way, but yeah, I cannot go to England.
England, yeah, you're banned from
England.
I can't
go across the pond, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously Ebo, first time for you as well. And we have Big Ev, and we have John Rich on York, and Tommy, I believe, is out shooting the show, which you guys are going to be very excited about when you guys all see it come out. KB and Nick, obviously, a big part of that.
Can you turn me back? What Tommy's shooting?
Yes.
Oh, do we know what it is?
I don't think the public knows.
Mascots.
Yeah, mascots. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
You know what it is.
I thought he was doing some other shit.
No, Mascots has been his new, I forget who mentioned this, like, he's like, I have a kid excuse. So, like, whenever he doesn't want to do something, he says, I got Mascots. And, like, fights will be in the office. Like,
oh, yeah.
It'll be like,
oh, he's pouring his heart into it.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do it. But, yeah, very excited for that. But before we do all of that, let's talk about Game Time. Our good friends over at Game Time, one of the best sponsors Barstool Sports have. NBA playoffs are here, and the only place to get those hard-to-get playoff tickets is Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets. Prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to the tip-off. You can save up to 60% when buying last-minute tickets. Actually, me and Malice, like, went to go see a Tampa Bay Rays game at their they play in George Steinbrenner Field, the A's or the Yankee Stadium down there. It was awesome. It was $25 on the third baseline, and it was sick. You're like 2 feet away from Bryce Harper, and the Phillies demolished the Rays. It was disgusting, an absolute just crushing. And also, that was weirdly, I don't know if you guys ever kept this in your brain, that was the crispest beer I've ever had in my entire life. Was served to me at a Tampa Bay Rays game in George Steinbrenner Field. I'll always remember
your crispest.
Yeah.
Just something crisp. Can I just, for, we have different people on the show today.
Yes.
We have two Evans. So Big Ev, and can we just have, for clarity, Tiny Ev?
Yeah. Yes. That Big Ev and Tiny Ev?
Sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just, it's good to clarify.
Little Ev?
Lil Ev?
Little Tiny Ev, sure. Little Tiny Ev.
Teeny Ev, okay.
Ebo wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, Ebo would not make sense in this case.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can go get tickets like that at Game Time. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA playoff tickets as well with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right, so very happy again to have Big Ev and Lil Ev here, and we'll starting out with.
I think the camera's doing me kind of well right now. I look broad as hell.
You
Your
do.
Legs look
broad.
You look dumps, man.
Yeah,
sturdy.
Thank you.
Yeah, very sturdy. Oh, that's a great
and
thing to be described.
That chair
as.
Makes people look tiny. We've had some people in that chair that have looked minuscule.
Ebo said he sat in this before and it's done absolute like damage on his back. I can already feel it.
It's not a good chair.
The lumbar, it's not good.
Yeah. Not great.
We'll figure it out.
All right, so best things in life that start with the letter A. Our first matchup is the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 12 seed is an N1, and I do think that there's levels to this as well. When you get an N1, it is great. When you yell an N1, it's even better.
Are you saying N1?
N1 in basketball.
And the letter
and.
We're doing an A bracket.
Yeah, N1.
No. Are you fucking with us?
No, did I? Am I saying it wrong? N1.
You're saying N1.
N1.
Oh, there it goes.
I was trying to think of my brain if it's a New York thing. You're like, but I'm afraid to say it. How?
Yeah, now are we fucking this up?
Lay it on us, Ev.
And one.
Yep. Yeah, that sounded great.
And one.
Perfect. And one.
Yeah. See, you said it differently that time, like though.
I'm going to have to rewind the tape. And actually, I'm just going to cut it from the entire thing since I have the power. No, I'll double check it. But that's going up against the number 5 seed. One of Nick's submissions, which I really like, amber containing extinct creatures. So if you're thinking
that's
like
always good.
Jurassic Park, some amber containing some sort of some creature you can get the DNA out of and get a clone.
It happens
out of.
Way more than you'd think.
It's always an amber.
Yeah, they just found a tail, a dinosaur tail in amber, perfect condition.
Ooh.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm.
So the end one versus the Come amber containing the extinct creature. Let's start with Big F.
I'm gonna go and one because I'm not quite sure what the other one is.
You've never seen like Jurassic Park?
Bits and pieces.
It's like what do you call it?
Amber, like
amber's like
making me think like ash in a bottle.
No, wait, what? Yeah, wait. No.
Clearly, I'm unaware of what I'm clueless.
It's like it looks like a gemstone, but it has like a fossilized creature on the inside.
So like in Jurassic Park,
it really gets me going.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. I can see how that gets you worked up.
Yeah, but
do
and
those exist outside of Smithsonian's or.
People were finding that shit all the time. Stuff used to be getting stuck in amber constantly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All the time.
I don't even know what amber is. Is it sap? Is it hardened sap?
Yeah, right? It's also a great song, right?
It's the color of the energy, yeah.
311. Right? 311? Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So one vote for N1, because N1s are great.
I love a good N1. Mm-hmm. Gets me fired up.
So one for the N1. John?
I hate N1s. Actually,
whoa, really?
I think they should be removed from the game of basketball. I think it should be like continuation,
so
like
what
it is
do you
in
mean?
Soccer.
Oh, okay.
Like it is in soccer. Like if you make it, then you're good. If not, you shoot.
Then you start shooting.
Yeah, okay. There's too many fouls in basketball. I don't even know what Nick's the amber thing is. I don't know what amber is, to be honest. But.
Seeing it?
That doesn't even help. It's just like
it's a picture of amber.
The photo doesn't help.
It's a mosquito and like an orange orb.
Yeah, like that's pretty accurate,
dude. It's the color.
No,
of amber.
I haven't fully like put together my argument, but I hate and ones, mm-hmm. So I'm gonna vote for the amber.
You're gonna vote for the amber.
Yeah,
we're one to one right now, Lilev.
I'm not gonna get used to that at all. I would vote for the amber with an extinct animal if like it can be proven to me that there is a large animal that has been
in
amber. Because right now all I'm seeing is
a lot of
little teeny tiny
bugs.
I'm imagining like a shellfish of some sort.
Oftentimes some sort of trilobite.
Yes. Yes. So if there is evidence presented of a large animal in amber, I will take that. Otherwise, yeah, and one. And ones need more prominence to basketball, John Rich.
Oh, they sell creatures in amber on eBay.
Slows down the game, Ebo.
Right now.
Is that the biggest?
It makes people play for fouls. I see like lizards and stuff stuck in amber. That's kind of cool.
Gecko,
spider. I don't like the bugs. I would prefer the animal. I'm with you.
I think
it was
like a full rabbit or something. Like a
you'd want a rabbit,
prehistoric rabbit.
Mm.
I think that's big enough, but I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
So you're gonna go with the N1?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to take N1. I think. Yeah, Amber's a little too teeny-weeny.
The gecko's pretty cool.
Mm. We're 2-1 in favor of the amber, Nick.
Yeah, I'm going and one. That would be the best. Are you fucking kidding me? That would be like I don't score points in basketball, but I'm mad like yelling that after. Oh, that would be like the biggest rush of yelling and one in somebody's face.
It sucks.
And then
why does it suck?
It sucks because it makes people play for fouls, and that is like
the entire problem with basketball.
Like they go up for a shot and like are looking to
but
be fouled, and I think that's just like a fundamental flaw in the game.
But
Big
Ev's right; that's an argument against fouls.
And one's a whole part of
it. Because and one means like you earned it; like you still made the shot. Obviously,
at least you made the shot.
Yeah, but how many and ones happen because they're like doing a. Fucking weird, like sidestep to
it's
like
weird.
Shoulder a guy
well,
and then get into the layup.
You have a problem with continuation.
Yeah, but the continuation and one is all wrapped together. I think eliminating that would be a step toward eliminating the whole like playing for fouls thing in the NBA.
Sounds like you just don't really like basketball.
Yeah, that's an anti-basketball.
I got a lot of problems with basketball.
It sounds like
this is not a podcast for that, but yeah. I got a lot of problems.
And we'd all be remiss to not talk about the brand and one as well, which you could probably lump in here. Big of course. I know you were decked out.
Oh,
yeah.
100%.
Probably
big
right
time.
Now.
Echo
big
hat.
Time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The shorts. I loved a good phrase on the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. Mascot. Incredible. The shorts were fantastic.
Oh, yeah, the jacks.
I think I might even have a pair.
With no face.
Dude, that silver dude. Oh, my God. He murdered people's lives.
Yeah, just mannequin guy. In like a tank top.
Grab a notebook. You're about to get schooled.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. First, that was like a first day of school fit.
Holy His name's Dustin.
No, it's not.
No, I made that
the
up.
The silver guy. No way.
Yeah, I'm going to add one.
Here's a quarter I always give to the gameless. Yeah, we could do better than that. We could do better than that.
That one sucked.
Yeah. I don't need a game. My game speaks for itself. Or I don't need a mic. My game speaks for itself. That's actually okay. Because he's holding a big microphone in it. I like that silver dude.
They always keep it classy, though. Keep it classy.
Yeah. So we're 2-2 right now. KB.
Yeah, give me the combinational sequence of basketball points over a dead roach and a
over hello
three over a fucking ancient history. Yeah, if there was a woolly mammoth and a big piece of amber, then... that, but I don't think there has been.
The one I just found, it's a guy, he's holding a dog collar and he says, "Wear a collar, you just got dogged." I kind of, that's pretty good.
No, you get a little, all right, so we're getting a little edgy there.
Yeah. So we are 3-2 in favor of the end one. You could either tie her up or send end one home, Connor.
Yeah, I got to go with the and one here. Having played basketball, having been somebody who could not dunk. The and one was the next closest thing. It was so cool. I'll never forget fifth grade. I had an and one in the intramural championship game, and it was awesome.
That
so,
had to have felt good.
It was so fucking good, dude. So I'll take the and one. The amber brooches, whatever it is, reminds me of Amber Alerts. Reminds me of an Amber I knew in high school who was kind of a bitch.
Oh, they always are.
Oh, yes, they are always bitches. It's crazy.
Yeah. Amber Heard. Yeah.
Oh my. So, okay, I didn't think about that.
I'm voting and one. That advances for me.
And one is going to advance. On the other side, we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is another beer, which I really like as an entry. So it's not your first beer. Okay. It's another beer, which I do. We talk about this a lot on this show. The 2-3 beer zone is the best zone to be in. And another beer, I think, adds into that. And that's going up against number 13 seed, one that I think was planned just for maybe me and Nick, which is the Animorphs cover of books. Do you know what
that's for everybody.
That's for everybody. We all know this? Okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah, of course.
Do you guys know what we're talking about?
Yes. Griffin doesn't.
Oh, give it a Google.
I'm making sure I'm on the same page. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Yeah. So the Animorphs cover versus another beer. And Connor, you're up first.
This isn't super nostalgic for me. I think I missed the window on this one. I'm familiar with the Animorphs, but another beer is too hard to beat, so... I think we're going to go with I'm going to go with another beer. I think that's pretty easy.
One vote for another beer. KB?
Iconic. Was it a magazine or a book?
It's a book. Scholastic
Iconic
book, right?
Cover. It drew your attention right to it. Doesn't matter what was around it. You were looking right at the Animorphs. Did I ever read one?
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
No. No. I love the cover, so it is good. But another beer, I don't drink beer, but another drink, I'll go with that, is a top feeling. And when everyone's in agreement that we're doing a second drink.
Yeah, like another third, round.
Another one, yeah.
Yeah. So two votes for another, we'll say another drink. Nick.
The Animorphs cover that sticks out to me, I love the middle Animorph stages when they're like halfway human, halfway animal. Yeah. And there was the book cover where a little boy was turning into an owl. And I remember I loved his like midway. He looked so scared. I've never read them. I think it was a show on Nickelodeon.
Ooh, was it?
Yeah, and that cover was in motion as the introduction.
Yes, it was. And that was always, I love morphing. No matter what it is, it's very cool to watch. So show me somebody that doesn't like morphing, I'll show you a liar. I'm going Animorphs.
Wow, it was a show. Good call. Sean Ashmore was in it. The guy who plays
the mid owl boy. The midway owl boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I think like there was some sort of there was some sort of online service where that was my profile photo. The middle owl boy. Yeah.
This guy rocks.
Kinda looks horrific.
Yeah.
More like boys.
But then animorphs started getting weird and they started morphing into animals. They were morphed into like aliens, and I don't give a shit about that.
There's subtext on these covers too that are really weird. Like everyone has nightmares. But what happens when the nightmares are real?
Jesus Christ, Animorphs.
Yeah, now there are no more secrets. Like it's just strange.
I don't know the plot whatsoever why these kids could turn into animals.
I never got into that. But
did anybody read the books?
K.A. Applegate.
Yeah, it sounds like an author name.
Did anybody read the books? Anybody?
No, I don't think any of us did.
Yeah, me neither.
What would you do if you lost your mind to a yurk? What's a yurk? Is that something to do with the Animorphs?
That's one of the aliens, I believe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. These are horrifying.
Oh, the middle snake boy just is... He looks like a burn victim. His middle snake boy is haunting as well.
Animorph. Well, I gotta go take a look at that one. Ooh.
Take a pee.
Ooh, no. That is...
Don't like middle snake boy.
That is horrifying. Oh. Holy shit.
His face literally melts.
Good Lord.
Oh, that's the worst one. Oh.
That is, I hate that animal.
He doesn't even look that much different than the snake.
He's a little bit wooden.
So we are two for another beer, Nick.
Oh no, I'm Animorph.
You're a team Animorph, so we are two
Good
to one
God,
right
yes.
now. We'll go back to Ebo. Ebo.
I genuinely know nothing about these books. I don't think I've ever even seen them on a shelf. To be frank with you,
you couldn't reach.
That is true. They were on the top shelf for the big the big boy readers. But yeah, another beer for sure. I mean, there are diminishing returns of another beer, but yeah, I'm always in for another beer, so I'll take another beer.
Three for another beer, one for Animorphs. John Rich.
Yeah, as I've been sober for a minute, so another beer sounds.
That's like it's more tempting.
Like, come on, yeah, please, another beer.
One for that.
You know, I wasn't initially familiar with Animorphs, but look, I definitely remember it. It is where I was trying to think. It's I'm so familiar with the cover, you feel like you've read it, but you realize I definitely haven't read it.
I've just stared deeply
into the cover probably hours at a time as a child.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But easily, yeah.
I'll put a bookmark on the front of the book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me another drink.
Pick up where I left off. I was only on the second stage evolution.
So we are another beer is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed, Anne Hathaway. Who has made herself a
timeless beauty.
She's
the most timeless beauty. She's perfect in any era.
It's unbelievable. Like just a 20-year plus veteran of being just hot as shit. It's unbelievable.
Plumb her anywhere.
Look her up.
And you look up Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, I gotta look her up.
Gotta check this shit out.
I just gotta double check.
I kind of want to see like a first time ever introduction to Anne Hathaway if you've never seen Anne Hathaway before.
I've seen her before. I just need a reminder.
Yeah, Hathaway. I'll be putting the hottest picture of her on the YouTube version of this, by the way, just so you if you ever wonder why you should watch her on YouTube. And that's going up against the number 8 seed. Just a general one. Airplanes. Airplanes are really cool, and I think we kind of take it for granted because we think of commercial airplanes. But like when you watch like something like Top Gun, or you go to like an air show, or like you just think about the fact that we're flying 30,000 feet in the air, it's fucking crazy. Airplanes are cool as shit. So Airplanes versus Anne Hathaway, a matchup everyone's talked about all the time. This is a classic. Starting with you, Big Ev.
Barn burner. You know, I'm gonna go Airplanes because Anne Hathaway's how old right now?
Like 42, I guess.
So I am a MILF guy, but I think something with Anne Hathaway is that
we all know that
I like a MILF. I love like a seasoned skin, if you know what I'm saying. Like I love a little character. She's almost a little. She looks a little too young for a 42-year-old. So credit to her on that. But it's an
Army Hammer.
Yeah. Seasoned skin.
I understand. You want a little wear and tear.
Yeah, I want like a little, like, I want some of this, like, a lot of, almost a little too much time in the
like
sun.
Rougher.
Little. Okay. Yeah, just a little, like, little character. Yeah, a little character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to look at.
She's just a little too, she's a beautiful woman. No, but yeah, just, I'm going to Airplanes. I love a good airplane. I fly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm. You've been on the PJ before too.
I have, lucky enough. Yeah, I guess I have.
Did you? Were you on the plane that flight that was like the worst turbulence of all time on the PJ with that group? Where like Jerry was throwing up everywhere.
No, so. I don't think I've been on the PJ with Jerry. So I guess no.
Yeah, I just remember.
I remember the first time I ever did it. We were in like the really tiny ones. I was literally knee to knee with Pirelli. We were literally sitting in seats where like we had to interchange like knees. Yeah. We're like in between our legs. It was tough.
Not very private, yeah. So one for the airplanes, John Rich.
100% airplanes.
100%? You're not in Anne Hathaway at all?
No, she's not. No.
Oh,
no. She looks like, you know that Office episode with Hilary Swank?
Yes.
How they're like debating whether Hilary Swank's hot or not.
I don't think that's a debate for Anne Hathaway.
I she reminds me of that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And
I love airplanes. I'm a big airplanes guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would make more sense in this case, yeah.
But also, like, you guys were kind of overselling.
I don't... this is a rough start for John Rich on this podcast. Dude. Going after the game of basketball, saying that we need to eliminate and ones, and then he's like, yeah, Anne Hathaway, kind of mid.
I couldn't disagree.
I mean, for, like, hottest celebrity status, if we're, like, putting her on the level of... I don't know.
Who's
I'm getting into territory I don't want to get into. 1-1? But like, that's crazy.
That's where I agree with John Rich. She's not 1-1. She's incredibly beautiful.
Somewhere in the last 2 years, she's skyrocketed to the top tier of beauty, which I think she is beautiful, but I've never seen that prior.
Is it like a Frank Gore situation where she just has like a lot of longevity?
She doesn't wear underwear.
She's a Frank Gore actress.
People, I think she had a really bad like public image as being like an asshole. People hated her for a very
long time. No, you're confusing. No.
No, people hated her for a long time. And that's finally going away, that stigma. So
She was never an asshole.
I don't know if she ever was or wasn't, but the stigma was there that she was an asshole. So
because she was so beautiful, they assumed.
Potentially. Ebo.
Yeah, I think you severely underseated airplanes in this because I think airplanes are like the most spectacular marvel and accomplishment of the human race. I think airplanes are absolutely insane. Every time I ride in one, I marvel at the fact that we're able to get so high in the air and get places so fast. I love airplanes. Slam dunk advance. Even though I'm a big Anne Hathaway guy.
3-0.
Bad matchup.
3-0 for airplanes right now, Nick.
Hathaway is a stunning beauty. It's like art. Airplanes are bullshit. They're shit. Fuck airplanes. They copied the bird. It's a copycat. They looked at the bird and they're like, let's make that. Hot air balloons. That's an invention. They're not copying anything.
Oh, a Zeppelin, God. Maybe?
A Zeppelin, great. We just copied, we looked at a bird and said, let's just remake that. It's not brilliant.
So you're going to go for Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
That means we are 3-1 right now. KB, you got to save Anne here.
I don't know if I can. That's right. Like, her movies aren't for me. She seems a little bit too high class. For you. I will say I've never sexualized her.
It's a purely I'm not sexualizing her either.
Her movie, I can't. Interstellar.
She sure is.
What was she does like what?
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Princess Nolan. Diaries. Princess Diaries. She was ugly in Princess Diaries,
but she became a princess.
Which that's
she's in the Jake Gyllenhaal Viagra movie.
Is she funny? Does she show personality?
Yeah.
Does she eat pizza?
Oh, like
she's the boss and the intern. Yeah,
donuts.
Yeah.
She's a sport.
Yeah, I like her. I'm high on her, but airplanes.
Airplanes. That means airplanes is going to win. But Connor.
Yeah, I mean, my vote doesn't matter. I would have voted for.
You'd rather live in a world without airplanes.
I'm a freak. I love Anne Hathaway. I'll never forget being 8 years old and watching the movie Get Smart for the first time and just being obsessed with Anne Hathaway. Love her to death. I saw her in the she made a new movie recently that was god-awful. It was like The Idea of You, I think. It was on
she was an older woman that fell in love with like a rock star.
Yes. Like Harry Styles. It's supposed to be Harry Styles, yeah.
She's too beautiful to be sexualized.
Yeah. She's been her last like 10 movies have been god awful, but like still a good actress.
I would feel she's too classy to like crank to.
I agree.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Not a crank.
You're probably right.
She's not a slam.
I'm probably right.
You're probably right. But I love Anne Hathaway. My vote doesn't matter, but I love Anne Hathaway.
It should have been Anya Taylor-Joy.
Over Anne Hathaway? Anne Hathaway,
yes.
Oh, I disagree.
Yes.
I disagree. You got your taste is your taste is all over the place today. But the airplanes is going to narrowly advance over Anne Hathaway. So now we have our 1 seed versus our 16 seed Cheyenne game. Let's do the Cheyenne game first.
Are you confusing Anya Taylor-Joy with Anna de Armas, perhaps?
No, not at all. Not at all. The Menu. You ever watch The Menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Fucking stepped on your throat. Oh shit! So now we can do our first chain game for Ebo and Connor. That's just like our play-in game. So first matchup or first of the options is, and I like this one, Nick. Yelling attack before your men swarm the gates of a poorly defended keep. I really like that one. I would love
what
to.
What a rush!
Axel and Twisted Metal, great character. You're an arm when you're a 14-foot tiger shark swimming underneath a teen surfing phenom.
Yeah, that's right.
That is. There's nothing that looks better. Asterisks replacing some of the names and the or some of the letters in Barstool. Yeah, that's
always funny to see.
Always makes me laugh every time. Anagrams made it onto here. I do like a good anagram, but it depends on what the context of it is. Abracadabra, just the word abracadabra, which I like less now that the Lady Gaga song is out. It used to be kind of like coveted, and now I don't like
that. Steve Miller Band had that as well. I think they have a song called Abracadabra. It's been around in songs.
Yeah, American Pie. Speaking of songs, great song. Mm-hmm. I figured the song more than the movie. The movie's very good, obviously, but I think the song is so great. And then someone just put ambient music, which at first I was like, but then I'm like, I kind of like ambient music. Ambient music's not bad. So our chain options: yelling attack before swarming a poorly defended keep, Axel and Twisted Metal, an arm when you're a 14-foot tiger shark, asterisk replacing the letters of Barstool, anagrams, Abracadabra, American Pie, the song, and ambient music. Let's start with you, Connor. Which one of these do you want to go up against our one seed, which is not named yet?
I lean towards American Pie, just because it's such an iconic song, and we had to study it in middle school. I don't know about you guys, but I grew to love that song, and I would feel bad not picking it.
Mm-hmm. American Pie, but Don McLean, right?
Sounds like a cool class. You had to study American Pie.
Yeah, it was music class.
That is still cool.
So we studied that. Cool.
I think I might have too. Definitely rings a bell.
Yeah.
Trying to learn the lyrics on like YouTube. Mm. All the history.
Into it. Yeah. Don McLean, what a great name. That guy was destined for greatness. KB.
That's a good one.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I guess give me the interjection attack before conquering. I mean, there's no alternative there. What else could you say?
Charge.
Advance, also A.
I kind of like charge.
Ooh, oh, no.
What have I done?
I love charge. Charge is way better.
Damn.
Awesome. than a C bracket. Yeah. I don't like American.
No, take charge. Let's have charge win the A bracket.
All of you charge?
Avowing charge before leading your men into battle. Yeah.
That'll play.
A valid charge.
You found the loophole. That's one vote for a charge. Nick.
I don't know if I like abracadabra. It's a little, I don't know. Imagine like doing something mystifying and then ruining it by saying that. Yeah. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's a Pokemon too,
no? Pokemon, I was going to say the Pokemon, But then there was a ban on Kadabra because a magician sued Pokemon for 20 years. It was a lawsuit. Saying that they stole his likeness for Kadabra. And so they didn't print Kadabra for like 20 years. It's one of the rare cards.
One magician named Kadabra?
No, his name is Yuri something.
He invented Kadabra?
He said they stole his likeness for the image of this Pokemon. I'm going to take Axel and Twisted Metal. I think that was like, I think you had to unlock him. That might have been one of the first video game characters I unlocked. And it's just his arms and those two big wheels. It's really fucking cool. Axel.
I'll give you guys just a look-see so you can see what we're talking about here. This is Axel. This is Axel. He's just this dude with wheels for arms. Kind of, a little bit. And missile launchers all over him. That was a great game. So you are going for the Abracadabra, sorry, you said? Or
no,
the Axel?
Axel.
Sorry, Axel. Ebo.
Damn, I was going to take Abracadabra because I think it's quite lame for magic, but I think it's two of the more fun original Pokemon.
It's kind of annoying though because every kid wanted Alakazam,
and you couldn't get it unless you had a good friend. And no one playing Pokemon has good friends. So that's the whole point of the thing.
And I'm like sentimental of the Pokemon I caught. I don't want a traded Pokemon.
Yeah, and that was one ruse they pulled on us. You had to have friends to catch them all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was impossible to catch them all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna go with Abracadabra because I think Abra is a fun concept of a Pokemon that just teleports and disappears.
Yeah, that's nice.
And Kadabra, and I like the rarity aspect.
The bending of the spoons. I just don't like the dark cloud of controversy that comes with it.
The lawsuit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are one vote for Abracadabra now. John Rich.
For the asterisks,
yes.
Does it have to be specifically used with Barstool? Because I love the asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
I love the asterisk.
It is specifically for the letters of Barstool.
Because the current one that's very funny is people, the new Kanye song, the Hitler song.
Oh, yes.
Where people are using the asterisk for the N-word and then going into the Heil Hitler. That's something. That's pretty funny.
Can white people type that with whatever could this man mean?
Yeah, sure. No idea.
Well, white people can say Heil Hitler. And
yeah,
that's fine. That's what I've learned from the internet.
Oh, but they asterisk.
But you asterisk the N word.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I do like it with Barstool too, though. That is really funny.
It always makes me
laugh. I'm still going with the asterisk. Yeah, I'm going with asterisk.
So we have
that kind of backwards because the asterisk is like a wild card character in most search queries. Is that?
Oh yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah, it can be literally anything. So it will only bring up more Barstool stuff. And
yeah, you're right. You are right.
If you search it.
Oh my god, a real catch 22.
Yeah.
That's probably not what that is.
So we have one
search bar stools.
We have one for, what'd you say, a swating charge? One for
avowing a charge.
Avowing. One for the the asterisk, one for Abracadabra, and one for Axel and Twisted Metal. You can either break it for one of these or pick your own way, and then I'll break one.
You know, I thought about saying Abracadabra just because it's kind of fun to say, but it's like just like a kind of like a gay way of saying bada bing bada boom.
Damn, it sure is.
That's kind of how I thought it in my head, so I didn't like that.
It's a gay bada bing bada boom.
That's why I like it. If it's just, yeah, that's the identity, then I think that's perfect.
Can you imagine
you a feat of magic and then you just Abra. Make it gay.
Yeah.
An Italian magician saying bada bing bada boom as
well. That's
like
what I thought about. I like saying bada bing bada boom, I say it decently often. But I'd never say Abracadabra. I never say Abracadabra ever because it's kind of gay. But I.
That's why.
I guess I see, I want to go American Pie, but I want the movies.
You want the. It's unfortunately the song here. I did specify.
I'll go.
I'm warning you. It's going up against a juggernaut, so you don't have to.
I'll do the asterisk, I guess. Why not?
The asterisk. So the asterisk when someone searches Barstool or tweets. Whatever, for Barstool is going up against our number one seed. Can you guess what our number one seed is?
It's ass.
It is by far the most submitted option I think we've ever had for any of the, whenever I put the call out for submissions, by far the most. Everyone said ass. Ass is the number one thing. And the good thing is it plays for both sides. Everyone kind of likes ass a little bit, depending on how you connotate it, I guess. But a good ass is a good ass. So we're going to start with you, Big Ev. The asterisk versus ass.
Yeah, I mean it's got to be ass. I don't think there's like a sugar coated way of like I could get cute about it and dance around it. It's ass. It's just ass.
One
a
vote,
big fat ass, even a small ass. I'd prefer over Abracadabra or the asterisk
over like a Hank Hill ass over Abracadabra.
Probably, yeah.
Dude, that reference might have been too niche. John Rich,
ass. I saw one earlier today. That was nice.
Where?
What? That was more.
I literally just outside the office. I saw an ass.
You saw an ass?
Yeah, I did.
What was the context of it?
It was walking past the office.
Oh, I thought you meant a nude ass. I was expecting nude. That's my bad. I assumed it was that you meant a literal nude
ass. I think I have seen a nude ass outside the office.
I think I have too. There's multiple people camped outside.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So we are two for ass. Ebo.
Yeah, this is blowout. Ass.
A blowout ass.
Yeah.
Two.
Blowout.
We have three for the
ass. Big spread on this game.
A big spread on the ass. Yeah.
Three votes for the ass. Don't show finger in Dan this one. Nick.
I think the age of ass is coming to an end. And I think the dawn of legs.
Oh, welcome legs to have a moment.
I think we are ass and tits, I think, are of the past, and I think we're about to have a legs renaissance, man. It used to be all about legs.
I think it's crotch.
You know what the reason is? Pilates. Pilates is the rebirth of the legs.
I think
I'm big into legs. Come legs. Come. Yeah. But ass isn't trendy. Ass is external. The attraction to ass is so deep inside of you.
Man, you shouldn't like ass.
We shouldn't.
But we do.
We just
so why? Much.
It's always viciously. You're always viciously into it. Yeah.
I'm taking ass here, but I do think we're on the last chapter ass, on the book of ass.
We're all ass right now, but KB?
Yeah, it's ass. I'm trying to think what would... Yeah, ass.
That's all ass.
Ass is laying 42, laying 42 and a half on the road.
Got it.
No. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. I'm going ass.
Mm-hmm. Ass, the OG ass man.
Yeah, the OG bottom feeder, as he said.
Yeah.
He said that before. I think it was with Snoop Dogg. He was like, I know I work for Walt Disney, but God damn it, everybody knows I'm a bottom feeder. Oh, that's... Shout out Stephen A. Smith.
He's a, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Was it booty, legs, and hips, man? Was that what he said?
Like, you had like a tits or ass. Like,
I think he said booty, legs, and hips specifically.
I'm a booty, leg, and hip man to the core is what he said.
So ass is going to move on. Now, a great segue into our next ad. Shout out to Blue Chew. Have better sex with Blue Chew, the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off. Blue Chew Max has arrived and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Guys, be ready when she needs it and get your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you will receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part, it's all done online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. Shout out to the Commodores. That is the mission. Make life easier by getting harder and discovering those options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try your first month of Blue Chew free when you use promo code BRACKET. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BRACKET. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast. And shout out to ass as well. We're big fans of ass over here, if anyone wants to send us any promo for that. So 11 seed versus the 6 seed now on the other side of the bracket. The 11 seed is amusement parks, which is an interesting one, because I feel like people have mixed feelings on amusement park. But they were submitted a lot, and I do kind of think like people, especially when you're younger, like you want to go to the amusement park so much. So that's going up against the number 6 seed, which is adventures. Which is just such a nebulous thing, but an adventure, going on an adventure. I don't know how you, this is tough, because I don't know how you exactly like narrow it down in your mind, but it's going to be like a kind of beauty in the eye of the beholder here for you guys. So starting with you, Connor, amusement parks versus adventures.
Yeah, I think adventures is a little bit too broad. And I think amusement parks, granted it's for kids, I know, but I still, if I get a chance to go to an amusement park, like isn't there a Six Flags like 45 minutes away? Like
there's pretty close.
Would love to get to that. I love everything. I love the food. I love the vibes. I love the music. I love everything. The rides itself. I think amusement parks has to be the answer here because I can visualize it better. Like I don't even know the last time I would say I went on an adventure. I guess you could say every day is an adventure. Not to get too, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Not mine.
No.
I promise you.
So one vote for amusement parks, Katie.
Yeah, amusement parks.
I think I love adventures, but the ones I do aren't of the good variety.
What does that mean?
You go on evil adventures all the time.
Yeah, no.
Pure evil adventures.
Like the fun ones. It's like I start a hike and I'm like, I hate it. But amusement parks, I was going to say like the ceiling's kind of high, but the basement's really low, but it's really not too low. You are locked in for the day. That could be annoying, but at the very least you can ride a roller coaster, which is at the very least still very fun. So I'm gonna go amusement park.
Two for amusement park. By the way, I'll let you guys decide on this. So we're counting like water parks underneath this, right?
Sure.
For an amusement park?
Yeah. Water parks count, yeah.
Yeah, just making sure. So we're two for amusement parks. Nick.
I feel like girls' bios on dating apps have ruined the word adventure.
Yeah.
A lot of girls say they love adventure. No, you love the farmer's market. That's not an adventure.
Yeah.
I love watching adventures on movies, in movies. I'm pretty anti-amusement park. I don't like them. I'm afraid of roller coasters. They're always, you know, I've said this, it's a high schooler on fucking summer break that is trying fentanyl that is like hitting a button to send you off on this rickety ass thing. I do like amusement park food, like the fries. And without amusement parks, I wouldn't have one of my top three favorite games, Roller Coaster Tycoon. So that's pushing it over the edge for me.
That is a good one.
Don't you doodle roller coasters or like try and design them or?
No, I like writing. I like thinking of cursive words that would be fun roller coasters.
That's it.
Like the word loop.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to go for amusement park?
Yeah, I am, but I'm like pretty timid about it. Yeah. I'm not timid. I'm just pretty indifferent.
So three for amusement park, Ebo.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Nick here on amusement parks in general. I'm very sour on them. I don't think roller coasters are particularly that fun. They involve like my least favorite thing, which is a long line. Hate lines. I won't stand in any line for anything. I hate lines. I think it's generally you go in the summer and you're hot, you're sweating. I always end up with a headache. And I'm not going to group the water park in here because I love water parks, but I think the overall demeanor of an amusement park is not good. I do not enjoy it at all. Adventure though, you know, just. I think I view adventure as like you're walking through the city, you take a turn you've never taken before. And I like doing that. I like going to new places, trying new things. Wow. Much more than I like getting a headache.
Pitch, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great pitch. So one vote for adventure. John Rich.
I grew up an hour away from Cedar Point, so I am going to amusement park here. I'm kind of a snob about amusement parks because I feel like I went to the best amusement park my whole life and nobody else can compare. Adventures, I don't know, like adventures, I think like planned adventures suck. Like I think a lot of times it's like, oh, like we're going to go on like an adventure up into New York State this weekend. You plan nothing. You just get an Airbnb in like the Catskills and then, I don't know, you just like walk around or some shit.
Yeah.
That happened to me one time. Personally,
that sounds fun. I don't know.
But we planned nothing, and it was like, you.
It's just like a shitty vacation because you barely planned anything.
Yeah, but like if an adventure happens naturally, that's good.
I like what Ebo was talking about, where like you're walking home or something, like, oh, let's turn this way. I've never walked this way before, and like
I can't in my right mind call that an adventure.
That's all right. Yeah, I guess so.
It is. You have to be in a cave.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with amusement parks.
Let's see, an adventure. An unusual and exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity. Well, I guess depending on where you're walking, it could be hazardous.
Yeah, right.
Make sure you watch your head. So now let's go to you, Big F.
Yeah, I think I've got to go to adventure. I like what Ebo said. I think I like the idea that it's kind of an adventure is what you make it. Adventure can be a small thing in my eyes, can be a really big thing. Yeah, I like adventures. I agree with Ebo. I think water parks should not count. I think they're a very different thing.
It's a different crowd.
I don't think prefer a water park, but yeah, I'll go adventures.
So that means the amusement park is going to win by a vote. And now we have the number 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is appetizers, which is is a very tough one to beat.
Yes.
Very tough one to beat. Appetizers, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like 90% of the time, better than the meal. I'd have a meal of just appetizers, which you can do. Found out you can just hack at your local restaurant, and that's going up against your number 14 seed. So this was submitted by one of the person on this panel, and I would agree with it. And it's anime, and I wanted to see it higher. I knew I couldn't. So anime, one other person on this panel submitted. I'm not going to dox anyone here, but them and myself both agree this at least deserved to be mentioned because it is a super popular genre.
Again, Jack, I think you're is it just you?
No, also it was me.
Yeah.
I don't watch any anime, but I was. I was trying to think of words to begin with A, and I was like, oh, people might like anime, so I threw it in there for the benefit of the group.
Okay. Me and Nick both watch anime, though.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not you really an anime sick. Guy.
Yeah, but you watched it. You watch it.
Do you count English dubbed manga? Like, is that like Yu-Gi-Oh doesn't count as anime, right?
It does.
That's definitely anime, yeah. Pokemon as well.
I can't tell you the last time I watched an anime.
Ooh. Okay, so that makes this a much easier option for, I think, most people, which is also why I made this kind of an easier matchup. So appetizers versus anime, Big F.
Yeah, I mean, Ken Jack, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anime.
Big F loves My Hero Academia.
Yeah. Anime or mozzarella sticks? Thank you. Next question. Thanks.
We got to get you to Comic-Con. One vote. Ironically, the food there is great. One vote for appetizers, John Rich.
Yeah, appetizers.
Two votes for appetizers, Ebo. Yeah.
Appetizers run away.
Yeah, there's one where I just like I knew it was no chance, but Nick.
Yeah, anime has so much filler. There's like some episodes where it's just like the only dialogue is like a few grunts. It sucks. Appetizers, I get. Do you guys get an appetizer every sit-down meal?
Yeah, almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's automatic.
Pretty much, yeah.
And I think you always enjoy it the most because it's you at your hungriest.
Yeah, good point. Mm-hmm.
That's why we like them. Yeah, it's so
appetizers. I think appetizers are the best. Oh my god, appetizers are the best.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's the toughest. It's the toughest decision because there's so many good ones.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Entree. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times you know what you want, but appetizers, there's like six that you're like, oh, I gotta. You can only
mozzarella sticks, calamari.
I mean, there's a million.
I find a restaurant. I typically get the same entree every time. Mm. Appetizers, I'll switch every time.
Oh yeah,
that's an adventure. Yeah. Appetizers are the real adventure.
Yeah,
I'm going appetizers. Love them.
Appetizers, KB.
I mean, we're giving good credit to appetizers. They deserve to be in the ranks of anything.
Another vote for appetizers.
They might be top. Yeah. They're top 10 invention.
Oh, we're going to get appetizers for the table, and I'm going to get it one individually for me.
And then somebody always tries to grab it and just.
Yeah. So,
what's your A1 appetizer?
What is it? What will I always get?
I'm a spinach dip guy, man.
Ooh. Mozzarella sticks
the same, yeah.
Yeah, fried calamari.
Mozzarella sticks.
Ooh, yeah.
We're toward the bottom. Give me Rangoons.
Oh,
that's
wow.
I don't feel like that's very common, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even think you get that.
There's
like
a Chinese restaurant here. If you get their logo tattooed on you, you get free Rangoons for life.
Oh, my God.
Stephen did it.
Like a Bang Bang shrimp.
Yeah.
Getting shrimp as an appetizer. Great.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Shrimp. Trying to think of what else. Like, even like, like potato skins.
I'll say, if I see oysters on the menu, I'm getting oysters. Mm. Yeah. Oysters? Every time I'm doing oysters.
Let's lower the class. Even nachos, man.
Yeah. Nachos. Okay. Any kind of dip. Any kind of dip.
Dips are always going to play. Chips and salsa for the table when you only have to pay for it.
Yeah, great. Say it.
I was guessing potato skins.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Get a blooming onion.
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder why I'm not hungry. And I'll order potato skins and have four. I had two whole potatoes before dinner.
That's the best. I love appetizers so much.
So I'm assuming you're on appetizers as well. Not that
a no question for me.
No brainer. Appetizers are going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is after parties. So not the actual party, which I think this is interesting because it depends on the event. If it's a good party, then the after party is not as good. If it's like an event and you go to the after party, that I think is way better, at least in my opinion. And that's going up against the number 7 seed, getting an A in a test you didn't study for, one of Nick's. In high school, not many better feelings than that. So getting an A in a test that you didn't study for versus after parties, starting with you, Connor.
It's got to be after party.
This dude always studied.
Fucking bookworm down here.
I did. After parties are the best. I'll say I love our company after parties.
Mm.
Like when
I've never been to a pre-current or post company party.
But like just the idea of like, hey guys, we're having a great time, and guess what? The night is not going to end, and we're going to go to another spot after this, and then eventually, obviously, it fizzles out. But if you could time it right. Where you go to an after party and you're not the last person there, but you're also not the first person to leave.
Mm.
And you're like right in that sweet spot and you just keep the vibes alive to a point where you can dial it up in your mind and you say, okay, now is the perfect time to go. If you time it up right, I think an after party is awesome. So yeah, I got to go with that. I guess I'm one of the younger ones.
You're one of the
younger. Yeah, I was going to
say. Here in the crew, so maybe people are out on after parties.
Yeah, nothing worse. Nothing worse than an after party.
I think it's awesome.
Oh, my God. Pre-game, of course. I'd rather have the next bar than an after party. Mm. You're hanging on for dear life.
I kind of like Gareth's logic you leave the party before someone does something stupid, for example, like crying in front of your CEO or like trying to beat up an intern, for example.
Yeah.
Things that have happened. Maybe not at this company, but they're both things that I've heard have happened to places. But yeah, so there's value in that.
I don't know, an after party in New York City. Oh, miserable.
Those are till like 5 a.m.
That's a bad place for after parties.
The worst apartment. You know, like you're fucked, and you're just doing anything you can to stay up.
What's a
I
better?
I think you have a different vision of the after party than what Connor has, because I think what Connor is describing is just going to the next bar.
No, not necessarily.
Where you, as you're describing is colloquially afters, right?
Yeah, I guess
that's.
No, I liked in college when we would wrap up at the bars. Bars would close, whatever the case is, and then we say like, "Screw it, none of us are really tired. Like, let's just go back and go to somebody's apartment and just keep ripping beers." Mm-hmm. It's a fun time.
In college, I can see the appeal. All right,
yeah, but also just here in Chicago or in New York or wherever the case is, like, yeah, if somebody wants to host people after the bars, like that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So okay. KB,
I want to be sold? In the mix.
Yeah, I'm going. Give me the A on the test.
Do a 1-to-1 right now, Nick.
After party's my nightmare, man. I get so tired at the fucking pregame. You know you're going to feel like shit. The worst assortment of drinks that they have in their fridge, their sticky-ass fridge. It's not for me. It's not for me. And, like, no good has ever come from an after party, right?
Disagree.
No. You're having dog shit conversations. And they're awesome.
Are you going to get laid? Like, is that the only like upside? Is like,
I guess that's the only reason.
Is that what we're talking about?
I guess because it's like, I guess we have. That's like the only reason to go, right?
No,
I would say that's the opposite of getting laid.
Yeah, you're with a group of people. It's always like seven dudes competing for the one chick.
Yeah,
and you know, 5 hours ago who's getting her.
Yep. Yeah, everyone knows deep down.
That's a good point.
You still gotta get your jokes in.
I'm going A on a test.
Well, all right, Kenjack,
the confidence of a dude at an after party, like
the sixth ranked dude.
Yeah,
the sixth ranked guy.
Putting on a
Oh yeah, dude, he's always trying to pull up karaoke.
Yeah. You guys, you want to see me do the worm? Like he does something.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Could I ask though before we go to the
let's all three picking out music videos.
Yes.
He's trying to fuck the hottest dude. Get out.
Yes.
You gotta leave.
Get out, Connor.
Not another music video.
You guys see this tiny desk? It's crazy.
Pulling up tiny
desk.
Yeah. That's just hitting too close to home.
Yeah, I was gonna say that specifically just did that very recently. Connor.
By a show of hands. On the Zoom in here in the room, because I think this does impact the question. How many of you guys are Irish exiters?
I think within reason.
Exactly.
Within reason.
Yeah.
I feel like, a lot of people are maybe watching this and they're like, oh, after party. It's most of the people who will, like, just leave. And then, like, it's just a different vibe.
Kyle's Irish exited, like, content. A lot of shit we were in the middle of.
Get away.
Holy shit. I think one time, I don't know how this happened, but there was something that you were supposed to be at. You somehow, like, you were ghosted there. Like, you told someone that you arrived, and people said that you were there, but you were never even there.
I've phantom attended.
You ghost attended an event.
Irish arrived.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that kind of works. Like, phantom attended. There.
Yeah, like, where'd Kyle go? And then we find out who you were never even there, but everyone said you had been there.
In the group chat, he's saying how hungover he is. Yeah. The next
oh, what the fuck?
So we are 2-1 in favor of the A in a test you didn't prepare for, Ebo.
Yeah, I'm anti after party. I'm a very sleepy boy at the bar, especially if I had a couple beers. It's not getting me going. I think the only people really performing at the after party are 90s baseball player guy level guys who are on PEDs trying to do whatever drugs they can get into their system. I don't think that the after party is appealing even in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
After the age of what, like 23, 24? I don't know. Maybe I'm an unk in that.
It's never been in my DNA.
Maybe 25 and a half.
I think, again, it depends on the event. Event is the thing. Like if it's like a, you know, fucking something boring you didn't want to go to, like then the after party is cool. That's great. If you're going
to the one thing I could like understand is if you're like out of town work conference.
Sure. Exactly. That's sort of
your own bed to get back to. But man, still.
If it's like a non-organized after party, like say we were at like a corporate event until like 9:30, 10, and then we're like, let's go have an after party at the bar. That's great.
Yeah,
that's where you find your real friends.
Just going out to the bar. After party, I think to me is a apartment.
Yeah,
I think.
Crowded. I like Kyle's description of like a crowded New York City apartment where you're like, you're in someone's studio apartment that's like 400 square feet. Yeah. You're all on top.
Come sit in my bed, man. It's okay. we don't need chairs.
You sit here.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit on your bed.
Remember when it was in New York very early on and you had a pregame at your apartment and we were all supposed to go to a concert and I got too sleepy. So I was just like, I'm just going to stay and sleep at your apartment.
Then you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like. Move. I'm just a pregame guy.
Pregame is, I think, the highlight because like you get your first few beers and that's when you feel the best. And then after that, it's just kind of like you're playing catch up a little bit. So we are three.
But yeah, I'm taking the A.
Three for the A right now. One for the after party. John Rich.
Nick's point about the seven guys competing for one girl. He put a little bit of a damper on my.
I'm so sorry, man.
That was a little bit real, but I'm going with after party because also in college, I was a drug guy in college, so the bars, I wasn't big on crowds, I wasn't big on that whole scene, but I was often the guy who had cocaine. So at the after party, that was kind of like, I was
cool. They were all competing after you.
I was, exactly. Yeah. But I was cooler in that situation than I was at the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a VIP at the after party.
That's a big factor. Exactly. Yeah. That was kind of my time to shine, I guess. Yeah. But what was the other?
It was getting an A in a test you didn't study for.
Oh yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten an A on a test. I didn't. Like if I knew I was going to get an A on a test I didn't study for, I did. I don't think I've ever been surprised by it.
Okay.
I think I knew if I was going to suck on a test, I knew it was going to happen. If I was going to get an A, I knew it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I ever experienced that, but I'm going afters.
You're going for the after parties. We are 3-2 right now in favor of the A in a test you didn't study for. Big F.
Yeah. The after party definitely does have a shelf life. I think I think of it as like a college thing. Yeah. I would say as like a weed guy, I think I kind of enjoyed it. Like the post bar, like smoke. I always thought a little bit like that's kind of like an after party-ish gathering. I feel like I just didn't care enough about like getting an A.
I'll just go
with the afters. I'm not even like a crazy after guy. I'm a, like one of the bigger Irish goodbye guys you'll ever find. But I think I'll go with that just almost by default.
You're going to go with the...
I'll go with afters.
Afters. That means we're tied up. I think between these two, the A and the test thing, I feel like I'm kind of... It was a better feeling in high school. But the after parties during college was like, fuck, they were really cool. I'll go with the after parties. I'll let the after parties escape. So after party is going to move on. Now we have our 2 seed versus our 15 seed, our 15 seed chain game. We're going through those options. First one being astronauts, which I think that also kind of had a shelf life a little bit. But when you were kids, astronauts were like the coolest thing like in the world. Aquariums, which might fall underneath the... I don't know how you guys feel about aquariums. I really like aquariums, but I think they might fall underneath the amusement park kind of banner a little bit. But they're really fun. The continent of Australia... / country got a lot of votes. A lot of people like Australia. They do produce a lot of hot people and have one of probably the best accent out of all the English language accents.
Great accent, yeah.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur also made a lot. We had a lot of entries.
Multiple.
I thought that's something maybe one person would submit. That got like 4 or 5. Well, I'm more than I ever would expect for something that specific. Arcades, Tommy Smokes submitted ants / busty. That was just his own personal thing.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Smokes has an ant with giant tits.
Dude, like, the biggest tits.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Like, you've ever seen. They're unreal. Like,
he brags about
them. Yeah. You ever watch
Show me a picture of your aunt. I bet her tits aren't bigger than my aunt. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? One, I don't have a photo of my aunt. Two, you can have that title.
It's very strange. You ever see Mad Men? Like, she looks like Christina Hendricks. Like, it's like, whoa. Oh, yeah. Wowza. Yeah. Yeah, and you won't shut up about it. And then anal, which Ebo submitted but didn't clarify receiving or giving.
Why'd you do that?
You submitted anal?
I don't know. I wanted to be open-ended.
That's funny. That's a really funny answer. Open-ended. That's a wildly funny answer that you just said.
Yeah. Unbelievable. That was smart. That was quick, Ebo.
Super shocking and smart. And kudos to you. Wow.
Thanks for writing it before the start.
I wish... God damn, that's good.
It's really good. Wow, I might submit that joke.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Ebo's joke.
Ebo's anal joke. Now it makes sense.
Ebo's anal response. It's a perfect
his anal response.
No, bro. So now we're full of options. Astronauts, aquariums, Australia, apple bottom jeans, Tommy Smoke's busty aunt with fat tits, going up against Ebo's anal response, starting with you, Big Ev.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
It's got to be Ebo's anal response.
That was incredible.
I think that's
yeah.
I mean, really how could I follow up with anything else but that? That
was, he said he wanted an open ended.
Just give him a nod.
Yeah. Come on.
That was so good. One vote for Ebo's anal response, John Rich.
Yeah. I'll go Ebo's ass.
Ebo's ass. Get another vote, Ebo.
I don't think I can vote for myself, so I'll take Tommy Smokes' busty aunt.
Tommy Smokes' busty aunt, one vote. Nick?
Yeah, we got to give it to Ebo's really good response. Really good.
Ebo's anal response, we're calling it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
KB?
Yeah, he could have made nearly like an infinite amounts of... He could have like said different words, phrases, gestures, sounds. He could have not... Like, that's the best possible one he could have done.
Mm. You guys want to hear something crazy?
Was that scripted?
You know, hear something crazy? He didn't submit anal. I just did that to joke with him. Like, wow. I make fun... I did that to set him up.
And he just... And he rolled with the punches.
I set it up.
Makes it even better.
I set him up, and he made
for not specifying which gender his anal submission was, and he said, "Yeah, he wanted to leave it open ended."
Dude, it was brilliant.
God damn! Kudos to you, man.
I feel like I wrote like the gay fish joke or something. Yeah.
So you're gonna go with Ebo's anal response as well, KB?
Mm-hmm.
Connor.
All right, we for him. Let's start calling him regular sized Ebo.
Yeah,
Nick.
For that, Connor.
Yeah, I'm an otter guy. I love aquariums.
Oh, I thought you were talking about anals. More of a beaver guy myself. No.
Are but otters Ebo, in aquariums? Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, otters are in aquariums. Ones. But an otter is also a gay term, by the way. It's a
For a hairless trim boy.
Yeah, I did not know that. I'm gonna stop talking. I'll go with this.
So you?
I'll go with the Ebo joke.
You go with the Ebo joke. I agree with you.
Wait a minute. I love aquariums.
They're great.
As much as I love Ebo,
I do love aquariums.
Aquariums rock.
Mm-hmm. You get to go. You get to see sharks. You get. I like when you go. The tank is above you, so you can see into like the everything
that's
underneath
pretty
it.
Cool.
It also solves the problem that zoos have, where the animals are forced to be active because they're in the water. Mm-hmm. They have to be swimming at all times.
I don't feel sympathy for any sort of aquatic creature. Maybe a turtle with a straw in the nose, but like, other than that,
you think that couldn't get much better?
I think they look so unhuman that it's hard to relate to them being trapped.
Yeah.
I saw a pretty sad turtle at the New Jersey Science Center.
New Jersey Science Center. Turtles will get you.
There's a Hey Arnold episode about saving one.
Ooh, yeah.
Really good episode.
Turtles will get you.
So you're going to swap out to the aquariums?
No, I'm thinking about Ebo's joke again. I
can't. It was so good. All right, so Ebo's anal response is going up against our number two seed, which is this kind of a juggernaut. I'm praying for you, Ebo. Air conditioning. So air conditioning is a really, really tough one. Like which thing in life are you going to go without forever? Ebo's anal joke or air conditioning? I don't know. That was really good joke though. I just want to give you props. So Ebo's anal response versus air conditioning, Connor.
Yeah, this one's an easy one for me. My building for 6 months of the year, we have hot air. And then for 6 months of the year, we have cool air. We have no control over when it, like, I can't control the temperature in my apartment, and I've been sweating my ass off because it's been on the hot air. We're finally getting air conditioning this week. I'm so excited for it. It's a day I've had circled on my calendar. I love air conditioning. I wish the Mosley Sports Studio had air conditioning. That's an easy one. That's a win for me for air conditioning.
One vote for air conditioning, KB.
Yeah, it's been talked up before and a lot, but it's for a good reason. It's the best invention maybe ever.
Mm-hmm. Another vote for air conditioning, Nick.
Air conditioning is great. Ebo's joke. I mean, since Is air conditioning a Mount Rushmore invention?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So Ebo's joke couldn't have been better in context. Could air conditioning be better?
Instant?
I think if it was like the size of a like your palm,
be smaller and colder.
Pressed a button and it's instantly cold. That's a better AC.
Just a button. Yeah.
But like the rush you get on a summer day coming home and you're the when you walk in your door. God damn.
Yeah. What invention would compete, like, as far as biggest discrepancy between having it and not having
car?
Internet.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it up there with car?
Yeah. I mean, the cotton gin was pretty important.
I could be happy with time car.
And printing press, but, like,
it's too
penicillin.
Important. Yeah.
Yeah, probably penicillin.
Something like that, yeah.
Birth control.
But air conditioning is, like, it's up there.
Yeah. Also one of the best lines in Forrest Gump.
What's the line in Forrest Gump?
Air conditioning line?
Yeah, where Forrest goes to Jenny late in the movie, and he goes, "You got air conditioning."
That's not one of the best lines.
No.
It's got a lot of lines.
That's one of, that might be the most quotable movie of all time. And you go with, "You got air conditioning?"
I love that line. Whenever,
love that line.
Whenever you know, he goes to her house at the end and he meets little Forrest, the first thing he says is, "You got air conditioning."
It makes you laugh? Or
it's like, oh, like that's a funny one.
Can you type in Ken Jack funny... Can you do top 100
Forrest Gump quote?
Dude, if it even cracks in the 80s.
Let's see, 36 most memorable Forrest Gump
quotes.
Okay,
36. Let's see.
It's one of those niche ones, like...
a whopping zero favorite. Results on the control F.
All right. When you type in Forrest Gump air conditioning quote into Google,
probably pop up.
Did you mean anything else?
Forrest Gump, you got air conditioning. It's only got a, clip on yarn, which is like they just have the clips of every
yarn.
Single
What's
movie.
A clip on yarn? What the fuck's yarn?
Yarn's like the site where they just like have like 5 second clips that you can gif out of every single movie and
How
show
many
ever.
How many views does the clip, the biggest? You got air conditioning clip have on YouTube.
It's not just that clip.
It's not
it's
on YouTube.
It's not on YouTube.
AI,
it's like the full
AI
scene.
Overview said it doesn't seem to be a quote.
Yeah, there's nothing.
What do you like about it?
I've watched the movie so much, and you pick up on little lines in the movie that I find myself quoting a lot, and it's, oh, you got air conditioning.
Not like the box of chocolates or anything else.
It's, oh, yeah, I'll say that too. But that, I mean, I've seen, that's my favorite movie of all time outside of Star Wars. So I've seen it so many times, and
yeah, you about to watch it on yarn.
Yeah, I told you, it's all on yarn.
I was binging it on yarn.
So that means AC 3 votes right now. Ebo, you gonna vote against yourself?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to vote against myself. I think. The one drawback of air conditioning is I don't think we have the state of Florida and maybe all like the rowdiness of it without air conditioning.
True.
Because if you think about air conditioning, like there was no point to live anywhere south of Philadelphia before air conditioning. I mean, talk about just a miserable place to be with no AC.
Philly had a famous incident.
Who did?
Didn't Philly lose air conditioning once and people died en masse?
Like they lost power, like in the city?
Or maybe it was it was a summer. It was a heat wave.
Oh.
You got air conditioning is improvised. That's there why I love go. It so much.
How do you think of that?
It's really method acting for that.
Zemeckis, we need you back.
Yeah, air conditioning is like the greatest invention. I would say top four Mount Rushmore type thing. So I'm gonna go air conditioning.
Air conditioning, JR.
Yeah, AC.
AC.
Yeah, easy AC.
AC.
No brainer.
Yep, AC is going to move on. Now we have, we'll run through the playoffs. The first one being, first matchup being another beer versus End One. End One basketball versus another beer. What a matchup we've all been waiting for. Starting with you, Big Ev.
That's a tough one. I think I've got to go And One because there's so few of them. Like Connor was saying, like he remembers his And One. Mm-hmm. Like I've had a ton of another drinks, another beer. I think I'm a white guy. I've had two career And Ones. I remember I was in seventh grade for the one I missed the free throw.
Oh,
and then I did one in my high school. We had like a tournament where it was for people under 6 foot. And I got one in that. Oh. That was cool. I remember. So I specifically remember my only two career and ones, something white people tend to do.
It is weirdly high.
So I got to go and one.
It is weirdly high stakes because if you miss it and people yell, ball don't lie, then you're crushed.
And I was annoyed because I was an incredible free throw shooter. So missing it was like, I couldn't believe I missed it.
One that vote.
That was one of the only things I was good at. But yeah, I got to go and one.
One vote for and one, John Rich.
It's another beer.
It's another beer.
You know my opinions on Ant
Ones. Oh, no, yeah, you're deeply against Ant
Ones. I'm deeply against them. Another beer sounds amazing.
Ebo.
Yeah, I think Connor talking about the Ant One and the how memorable it is. Like, it's such a drug to get an Ant One. Like, you don't even need to make the free throw for it to, like, to hit your system like that. You know?
Nobody remembers if you make the free
throw. Yeah. Just absorbing the contact and finishing is enough of a drug, I think, that I'd take that over another beer.
Mm. So another vote for End One, 2-1 right now, Nick.
The majority of my drinks, 90% of my drinks have been another. Ooh, the first is what I like.
Great point.
Mm. It was kind of Ev that inspired that. We've all had tons of anothers.
Mm-hmm.
That usually leads to the worst things. The first, there's never been something bad with the first. The only thing bad about the first is that it sometimes leads to another.
Mm. That's philosophical.
Very philosophical.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. So that, I got to go with And One. It's just like, you tried to stop me by breaking the rules, and you still couldn't.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. My God, John Rich is out of here for this.
Yeah. Man, this off. Another drink I'm thinking of is when you're out to dinner or brunch, and then you're getting cocktails, and then somebody, not you, says, I'll take another, and then everyone joins in unison, and you get all excited. I think that's a top feeling, but... is it better than an And One? I wouldn't know.
Is there an And One equivalent in any other sport?
I don't think so. Like, you get the goal or points, and then you still get to an opportunity for
more? I guess
more?
It'd be like catching a touchdown pass where they committed pass interference, but you don't get an opportunity for extra points.
Yeah, you don't get extra points out of it.
So I guess it's cool, but it's not quite the same.
Mm. And One... in its nature is really one of the only plays in basketball where you can score and then like celebrate because the game stops.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whistle.
Oh, good call.
Really celebrate.
Some great points for the And One.
Every other bucket, you hit the shot and then you have to run back on defense. Here it's like, oh no, I get to kind of take in the crowd. I get to, it's good.
You could argue at the And One is the most unique thing in sports.
Mm. Wow. No one else gets that. Yeah. So,
and it feels good to watch if your team gets one.
Oh,
probably feels amazing.
You get to yell it.
All right, yeah, give me And One.
And One. It's going to win, but Connor?
Yeah, as the young whippersnapper on this crew, I'll go with another beer just to stick with the trend, especially I was fighting for the after parties earlier. But an And One is, yeah, very, very unique feeling that any non-hooper, I wish they could experience at least once.
One vote, or sorry, the End One now is going to move on. Now we have Ass versus Airplanes. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Ebo has that.
Damn.
God damn.
This is a championship.
Yeah. Ass.
A life without ass or airplanes? I think you got to go a life without airplanes.
Holy shit.
ass or airplanes?
You're gonna drive everywhere? Imagine hot air balloon? Woman,
I don't hate driving.
Dude, assless.
What ass?
No, you can't have an assless.
That's still
thing.
An ass.
How would an assless thing
ass
work?
Ass is still an ass.
Imagine airplanes without asses.
You couldn't sit in it. I don't know how it works, but we're going to start with you,
airplanes
Connor.
Airplanes would be you'd have to lay on your belly.
Yeah.
Everyone's built like a Lego character? Is that how you envision a world with no ass?
Yeah.
I can't even picture an assless world.
I think you look like a minion, almost. Like, it's just a rounded butt, kind of, that goes into it, but there's not really an ass. There's no meat, I guess. I don't know, but Connor, you're up first.
You have a hole at the top of your legs, yeah.
Yeah.
I think... this question, above all else, will bring out the true ass versus tits guys.
It's true.
I sway on the matter, but today I'm going to go ass, and I have to pick ass over airplanes here.
One vote for ass. KB.
I think it's ass.
Yeah.
You're despondent that he has to pick ass.
I think it is ass over airplanes.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Yeah.
Ass.
Why do we like the ass?
It's kind of silly and weird and gross.
What is the primal reason for it, though? Like, obviously,
I think it's childbearing hips. Yeah. So, like, a wider hip, bigger ass?
No, it's only because it's covered up. That's the only reason.
Ah. Mm.
Yeah,
like you can't have.
Oh,
it.
Dude, I love them when they're uncovered.
Yeah, but only because it's normally covered up.
Right.
It's tantalizing.
That's why when you said legs earlier, I was worried.
So like
I was worried
dudes going crazy for nose.
Yeah,
yes.
Going ballistic.
Oh my god! Yes. Right.
But yes.
But I don't think it's necessarily every other like the are you going nuts for like a pubic bone? Like I don't think so. Like that area.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, dude,
I'm saying
like
this.
Yeah.
I'm going nuts for that. I'm not going nuts for that.
No, yeah, I am.
Okay. Point John Rich.
Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
John Rich blowing us out.
I don't like airplanes. I don't like the process of it. I don't like the idea of it. I don't like thinking about what I'm doing when I'm on an airplane.
Mm. How much convenience has...
Well, it unlocks the entire world, which is crazy.
That's good.
But... What's a world?
But
that's my answer. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go ass here, but I don't think ass is this giant unbeatable force in this bracket.
I kind of feel gross, like continuing like voting for ass over everything.
You gotta think about which one you're gonna go without, and I do think that
I'm voting. Yeah, I'm firmly ass.
firm ass. Yeah. Ebo.
I can't let you guys blow airplane out like this. It's the greatest human invention, or the greatest marvel, I think, in engineering, is being able to get a giant can up in the sky.
Yeah.
Up above the birds, up above the clouds. Like, that's such an incredible accomplishment for the human race. What is ass? Just,
yeah, you're right.
Something some god made?
But, yeah, what is ass?
Yeah, why?
A meeting of the legs. It's basically it.
Yeah, I'm gonna defend airplanes. I wish airplanes was the one seat. I'd take airplanes over like most things in the world. I think they're so incredible.
One for airplanes over three for ass right now. John Rich?
I'm gonna go with Ebo. I think airplanes are better than ass. If we didn't have ass, the only reason that we think ass is great is because we have it.
But well, we couldn't think something was great if we never knew what it was. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, but like if just nobody had asses, then we would just be like we wouldn't like it's just like whatever.
Maybe we'd be united.
Yeah,
in love
yeah,
for the
just
tits.
Like nobody have asses, and like animals like horses and probably like zebras and other stuff. Like they don't ever sit down.
Yeah,
like they just stand up or lay down.
Yeah,
their whole lives.
Really good point.
So we would just learn to like not sit. Like we would just lay down or stand up.
We would evolve past chairs.
Yeah, we would evolve past chairs.
We'd all probably be a lot healthier, I think, too.
Yeah, for it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Exactly. So airplanes.
So two for airplanes, three for ass. Big Ev?
Airplanes was severely underseeded. Yeah. I think they should have went farther in this bracket, but ass is the only answer for
it. Yeah,
ass.
It is. It just really is.
A red-blooded
well, like, if you
male
think about
American.
What an ass is at its core, it's a weird thing to lust over.
It
but it
is.
Gives us another
but
thing
it's,
to lust over.
It's just poops. Primal. Yeah. It's just primal. It's who we are as human beings.
Poop is gross. Need another thing to lust over, guys.
Good point,
right.
Ebo.
Yeah. Well, it's not like there's like,
so
a plethora of things to lust over. There's only like a few.
Yeah.
Legs.
People, that's where they find fetishes. That's why you get the Jerrys of the world going after feet.
Feet.
I'd rather he be into ass.
Yeah, I don't know. If like,
small
like
of a
you
back.
Have to pick one more thing to lust over. I don't know what I'd pick.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Shoulder blade.
Shoulder blade?
That's not bad, John Rich.
I like that.
A
clavicle? Yeah, a little collarbone?
Collarbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should be more like riled up by mouths.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't hate that
case,
man.
Where I'd be like, she has an amazing fucking...
I think we should. I mean, it makes sense based on other things that turn us on, like fucking lips, tongue, yeah, big hole.
But I think the thing is, most of them look the same.
Yeah.
But I guess most, a lot of asses look the same.
Mm. Not a lot of variety. So ass versus and one, Big F.
Wow.
This is it. I don't know. We could go either way here. I have no idea.
Man. They both are very primal. Mm-hmm. They both have their primal element to them.
Right. One is so primal.
Yeah, dude. I remember.
Oh man,
primitive and one.
It's like monkey neuron activation. You know what I mean? Like that mean?
Because I'm struggling here because my point in the last one was like I've had like more another beers than and ones. I just said I've had two and ones in my career. I've seen more asses, been lucky enough to hold more asses. Than two. Thank God. But. I think I have to go ass still. It's just, I have to. And one is tough to pass up on. This, like, it hurts. Like, I don't want to do it.
One vote for ass over.
I would like to appreciate your bravery there, Ed.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know that was hard for you.
It was tough. I really wanted to go and one.
One vote for ass. John Rich?
Eliminating and ones is the first step to saving basketball. So I'm going to go with ass.
You make me want to vote for and ones just for, even though I can't even vote. Ebo.
Airplane has to lose to the champion. I'm going ass.
Three for ass. Nick?
Yeah, I was like, I was singing and one's praises, but basketball is far from my favorite sport. It would feel good, but like it doesn't happen to me. Ass doesn't happen, but it's ass here, but I'm like, the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm turned off by ass.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't like having to vote for it like this.
I agree. It feels wrong. There's something wrong about it.
I don't want to dive into to ass. I just want to appreciate it at its surface.
But if it was ass versus a big rack, what would you vote for?
You're just asking me
KFC radio question. Yeah. Would you rather?
Yeah. A big rack.
Yeah. Kitty.
Listen, no one in the NBA would vote for and one.
That's true. Damn. Damn it.
That's true.
They'd wipe them all from their career statistics for just one more ass.
Damn.
That's a really good point.
Connor?
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think also just the talk, you know, people are saying, oh, the more we talk about ass, the less I feel comfortable. I'm the exact opposite. The more we talk about it, the more I want to vote for it. It's ass. It's I'm getting revved up.
It's ass.
But like we're thinking all ass is good ass.
It's true.
By no means. They're not.
Thank you.
It's also
we didn't clarify. Ones are good and ones.
And ones are pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh no, a lot of people get really mad about and ones.
But the other team does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
you. A lot of people
get mad about other people's asses.
Other teams getting in. Okay.
Well, that's other asses.
Yeah. Also, we didn't clarify this is only women's ass. It also includes men's asses.
Mm-hmm. But it's all encompassing.
Women's
it
and
like
ones
it's kind of
encompassing. Yeah. Your ass got complimented today, Ebo.
Oh yeah?
Did it.
During a gauntlet.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I forget who said it. That was Big Cat. A couple people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like your ass. Yeah.
Ass on the mind.
And he needs it. Said he fucking has to have it.
On the other side, we have appetizers versus amusement parks. Ooh. Interesting. Mm. An appetizer at an amusement park is typically great, by the way.
Shout out Potato Patrick.
That's all they serve.
Connor.
Yeah. Yeah, I love funnel cakes. At an amusement park, but there's a lot of appetizers I love way more. Yeah, it's appetizer. This championship is going to be very, very interesting. I go appetizers in this one, and they are better than the actual meal. I stand by whoever said that earlier. They're better. Yep.
I'm with you. Appetizers, KB?
Yeah, I mean, in a blowout over amusement parks. I think if you look at, like, excitement multiplied by pleasure, like, the appetizer is up there with anything in the world.
And also you get the appetizer platter under this, which I think is a brilliant invention. Brilliant, brilliant invention.
I think it's trashy, but yeah, it's good.
It is trashy.
It is so trashy, but it doesn't make it not brilliant.
Every amusement park is infinitely trashier than an appetizer platter. Oh,
yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. They're the land-based cruises of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
The cruise of the land.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really profound, Ken Jack.
Nick.
Dude. Giant pretzel and beer cheese.
Mm.
That works. Mm. Yep. That works. You're always leaving amusement parks with a horrible sunburn. You're exhausted. You waited in line 2.5 hours for a 38-second ride. Fuck that. The appetizer comes out quick. Its hit rate is so high. Appetizer.
Mm-hmm. Appetizer, Ebo?
Yeah, appetizer and a blowout. Like Connor said and others before me, the appetizer is the meal. It's my new meal. I love there's a community around the appetizers, you know, for the table where you all get to share, be a part of the dinner, and together the appetizer is fantastic. I love apps.
Yeah, I think also you could just skip the meal entirely if you're with a group and just say, hey, you guys want to go all in on just getting appetizers and you order a shit ton.
Yeah.
Like that's fine too.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
So we're all appetizers right now, John Rich.
Yeah. Shout out Cedar Point, but like, yeah, the amount of times I've, like, so many times I've ordered an entree instead of an appetizer, like instead of multiple appetizers, just because I felt like I have to, because the appetizer is so much better. That they're just so good. Appetizers.
I was going to say you said open appetizer only bar, but that's just like tapas, I guess. But I don't want it to be tapas. I want it to be like actual
just
food.
Just appetizers.
Yeah, just regular appetizers. Big F?
Yeah, this is a blah. This is like when like a 15 seed wins that first game and they just get mollywopped. Like, what are you still doing here? Middle
it's
Tennessee
going up
State.
Against the blue blood.
Yeah, like this, they're playing like UConn in the second round and just they're down 30.
There's
in like
two
the first half.
Like on this team, it's over.
Yeah, like this, they were lucky to beat the first team that was a fraud that was overseeded, and now they're just getting pummeled.
I don't even remember who it was.
Amusement Park, yeah. So now we have on the top side AC versus the After Party. So I think this is a pretty easy one. This is a pretty easy one, at least to me. Big F,
almost what I just said. I think fits this bill as well. Yeah. This is AC and just a route. They're laying 20 and they won by 35.
AC,
yeah, AC,
AC. Ebo?
Air conditioning.
Nick?
You gotta in this situation.
Yeah, KB and Connor?
Yeah, not even close.
So that means this is actually now pretty hard. Air conditioning versus appetizers to go into the finals.
Oh, this should be the championship. I'll say it.
It's going up against ass in the championship.
Lest we forget about ass.
Yeah, I don't care. These are the two most deserving teams.
Oh, yeah, this is three of the best things that are on this entire list out of however many 20-something things we have.
Okay, what's our final four? Or is it up against ass?
It's going to go up against ass, the winner of AC and appetizers. So start with you, Connor.
I'm here to help.
On August 21st...
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me. Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance. Mutiny. Rated R.
Give me hot and sweaty appetizers.
Sweaty
appetizers. Sweating my ass off. I think food is the best thing to enjoy in life just on a daily basis. We eat it all the time. We might as well make it good. And good appetizers, I take over air conditioning. But that's really tough.
Have any of you guys tried that thing that they, was that in Chili's, the mozzarella thing?
Yes, or
the,
I did.
Was it triple? Is it good?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, good pull on the cheese.
Yeah, I keep seeing videos of it. I want it so
Chili's
bad.
Chili's has the appetizers figured out.
Yes. Yeah. We are one vote for appetizers. KB?
Yeah, I mean, I want to vote for appetizers. It's more fun, but you can't go against air conditioning. You just can't.
Mm-hmm. One vote for it both right now, Nick.
I mean, air conditioning is seasonal. Appetizers are year-round.
Ooh.
And that's a trade I'd be willing. Like, you have to prep your stomach for, like, you can't just be starving and then dive into a T-bone. You got to prep it with some shishito peppers.
Some loaded peppers, yeah.
I'm going appetizer. You forgot about shishito.
Shishito's not high up on
the shishito's great.
But edamame.
Oh, it's pretty high up there.
Love me some edamame.
You think shishito peppers are high up on the
appetizer? I kind of do.
List?
Yeah,
just vegetables.
Yeah,
they're
really fucking good, man. Like, well, like when they're charred and
You get some meat in there too.
Bacon wrapped dates.
No, those are up there with them,
with a toothpick
blue
in them.
Cheese and
God.
Yeah, so many times I've ordered the sea bass or the Caesar salad because I was afraid to order just two more appetizers as my entree, and I'll never do that again.
Sliders.
I've seen you get tartare as an appetizer, and then they came back and you ordered the tartare again
as an entree.
As an entree.
I'm ashamed for feeling guilt about that.
I'm looking at just like a list of them.
I was on the Wikipedia.
Cheese curds,
and it's just
meatballs, potato skins, crab cakes, blooming onions,
bruschetta,
sliders,
wings,
crap.
Any bread.
Pigs in a blanket, even, man. Pigs in a blanket.
Fuck artichoke.
Become a premium item. You got to pay for it.
That's
restaurants.
That's bullshit.
Is that a thing now?
Yeah, like you go to a restaurant, it's like it's on the appetizer menu. Is like artisan sourdough or like
whatever. Adjectives to it.
And it's like, just give me my fucking bread. It should be free.
Yeah.
Oh, shrimp cocktail.
So that, fucking bread.
That doesn't come across my desk yet. Mm. Thank God.
There's a lot of places not doing free bread anymore.
Yeah, paying for bread is what the fuck.
Popcorn.
I mean, it's
shrimp.
Kind of crazy that we ever got it for free.
Yeah, right. It's like a premier meal. It's a good,
good gift.
It's a good free thing that we took for granted.
So we're 2-1 in
Everdeen. Yeah.
2-1 in favor of the appetizer right now, Ebo.
Yeah, I've done the summer without air conditioning. I lived in a dorm that didn't have air conditioning for all of August, and that's much more manageable, I think, than going the rest of my life not eating like chicken wings and
they get out to you nachos. So fast. You're so hungry and you order them and they're there.
Buffalo chicken dip, like, yeah, I'm gonna take appetizers.
You're gonna take appetizers. 3-1 right now, John Rich.
Is that a worldwide thing?
Appetizers?
I'm not well traveled enough.
I think other cultures maybe do it differently, but maybe not.
They may not have food in certain areas, but like I feel like in most cultures they have something like it, like similar.
Yeah, boosh boosh.
What do you think, JR?
I got to like what Ebo just said. Like I did my very first summer without air conditioning, I think ever, in New York last summer. And it was fucking horrible. I hated it. Like it was terrible. We bought our own unit and we had it in the bedroom, so the bedroom was fine. But then like essentially our living room was just like off limits for like 4 months
and
of the year.
To sleep when you don't have
that
it
was a nightmare. And luckily, mm-hmm. like we could sleep. Like we had the the window unit that we put in, but. That sucked. Like it was like we like splurged for like a little bit more space, but then like we couldn't use 2/3 of the space because there was no AC.
Yeah, that's bad.
That was a fucking nightmare. So I'm going AC.
We are 3-2 in favor of appetizers.
Yeah, I think I've got to go appetizer. I say as a big guy, you think I'm not as big of a sweater as you'd think, mm-hmm. just by off eye. Yeah, I think I've got to go apps. Appetizer's fantastic. Nick's painted a great picture. They come fast. There's a variety of them. I mean, yeah, I could do. I mean, I grew up in New York. It's not hot for like eight months of the year, 9 months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take appetizers.
So that means our finals is going to be appetizers versus ass.
Yeah.
I mean, we did good here. We did good here. We did. We were in the right.
Things that make you come mm-hmm. fast versus things that come fast.
Not quite at the same level, but that was good. Start with you, Big Ev.
I think I'm regretfully going to have to go with ass. I agree. The more I keep voting for ass, the more and more I feel like a weirdo.
Why?
continuously picking ass, I have no choice.
Fucking
you're true to who you are.
My hands are, and I really say I'm probably a tits guy. If I'm being honest, I probably am a tits guy, but I've got asses. I got to go ass.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Yeah, I just have to do it. I pride myself on being having integrity.
Yeah,
I think I'd be lying if I didn't go ass here.
One vote for ass.
Hey,
John.
I need Ev on every one of these letter things. I love getting to this man.
It's been unbelievable.
He's good.
One vote for ass, John Rich.
I voted. I think I voted against these two, both in the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
But I have something about me. I have something called Lynch syndrome. Hear me out. Hear me out. It means that, like, at a certain point in my life, I'm most likely going to have colon cancer. But colon cancer, very predictable. Like you can catch it early. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. So I just have to get a colonoscopy, like, every year, every 2 years of my life.
And
that's pretty fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So, appetizers.
That's a great point.
Get rid of the ass. That's annoying as fuck. Like, that's annoying. So I'm gonna go appetizers. I would rather not have an ass.
That's fair. 1-1 right now, Ebo.
Wow. Tough to say ass after that, huh?
Yeah, Ebo.
I feel. I can't even look John Rich in the eyes and say it. I don't know what to do. I want to pick ass, but I can't. Yeah, I have to pick ass. I'm sorry, John Rich.
No, that's fine.
2-1 in favor of ass. Nick.
If we got rid of ass, there's still tits. If you get rid of appetizers, what is there?
Just entrees.
Appetizers. Appetizers move to the entrees.
Give me like, can you just make this entree?
Yeah, like everything just kind of goes, like the appetizer, the entrees become appetizers. So what's dinner? Dessert?
That's I save crazy. A lot of money.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. I'm going appetizers.
Can you ask the waiter, like, can you make this entree really small for me? Yeah, right. So we are 2-2 right now. Ass versus appetizers. KB.
Yeah, I don't want to vote for ass, but I need to vote. I just need to.
Well, like Big Ev, your hands are tied.
I fucking need to. I think AC would have won for me, but got to go ass here.
You're our nice save.
So we are 3-2 in favor of ass, which means... 3-2 in favor of ass. Connor, you can either win it for ass or tie it up for appetizers. Oh, wow.
This is big.
That's a lot of pressure.
This is, yeah, this is like the seminal moment of my career.
Are you hitting and one for appetizers right
oh,
now?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to answer this question as me.
going in a character?
I'm going to answer this question as 11-year-old me.
Oh.
That could still be anything here. Could be anything here.
I don't know where are you going?
Whose side is he on?
I was sitting on the couch in my living room with my entire family around, and we were watching an episode of American Idol when Jennifer Lopez was a judge, and she got up on stage and she gave a performance. I forget of what song, but she started shaking that thing. And I audibly said, "Whoa." In front of my whole family.
Wow.
And that was the first moment where I was like, I like ass. And therefore 14-year-old me or 11-year-old me has to say, I'm going ass.
I was watching you like you're a Baptist preacher. You had both
I was proud. I was a proud bystander. Yep. That was magical.
Me.
Very, very well orchestrated.
Oh shit!
I didn't know where you were going.
It could have been anything. You said 11-year-old me. 11-year-old me loved appetizers.
You could have went to your favorite. You could have went to Ruby Tuesdays when you were 11.
Yeah,
and your life was changed.
We went to Ruby Tuesdays all the time when I was growing up. TGI Fridays, Outback. Yeah, but no, I'll go ass.
That means the winner is when one of a very rare occurrence for the show is the one seed ass.
Wow.
Best things in life. Very, super rare. I can't even imagine the last time that happened.
Wire to wire.
So the winner of the bracket episode 174 is ass. Hopefully next week, I think we're going to do Tommy's biggest fears, who's we'll have him back from Mascot. So that'll be a fun one. Look out for that. And thank you to Ebo, Connor, Big Ev, and John Rich all for joining. We'll see you guys next week.
Could you comment on Rudy's live stream and just being like, bet this dude's never dusted under his keyboard.
hold on, let me see if I can log into it. How I would comment on it under Viva La Stool or the Barstool Sports account? Was that too
much? No, because I want it to be anonymous.
Okay.
Because underneath his keyboard, I have only gay dudes look under your keyboard. A really classic prank.
Hold on, let me see.
Can you guys hear me good if I talk like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good. Cool. What's it called again? In office streamer or
the office gamer?
Office gamer, sorry. You see the Gears of War remaster?
What?
You see the Gears of War remaster?
No, I never really played Gears of War.
Oh, you would have loved it.
He's talking about it.
He is talking about it? Wait, what's he saying?
You're not burnt out from doing too much. Lost over it.
What did he say?
Wait, hold on.
Why do you guys keep talking about my keyboard?
Oh, him pranking me? Well, no, I'm glad he's talking about pranking me, and I'm about to get him.
Are you?
No.
This feels like a Nick Tirani special right here. Thank you, Nick. That's so kind of you.
Oh, he changed
it. Wow.
No, he got me.
He got you?
He got me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
He got you.
Wow, what a son of a bitch. That was good.